Are you aspiring to your hopes and dreams? We're going to talk about that this time on Fire Footwear. Welcome back to Fire Footwear, everyone. As always, I'm your host, Matt Freights, and I hope that you enjoyed last week's talk that we did about the undefeated Jordan 4. I know that some people felt offended by my take that you needed to just sort of live with the fact that it was a little bit longer shipping time for this shoe. And I understand what people say, that when you have a shoe, you're looking forward to getting it so that you can appreciate it. But it is a sign to me that if we can't wait a couple of weeks and that shine is off of a shoe, then maybe our priorities aren't straight. And maybe we are getting too many sneakers that come out on a week-to-week basis, because life is short. And I want to deviate a little bit from what I normally talk about, which is sneakers on here. And yes, there's a lot to talk about. We can talk about Nike sneakers pre-orders and things like that. But this month in particular, August, has been a tough month for me since 2021. If you've ridden with me since the beginning of my content journey, then you know that in 2021, I lost my mom to brain cancer. Glioblastoma is the official term. And every year since then has been interesting. My life, for the most part, since 2020 has been great. I became a father. I started podcasting. My life slowed down. And really, I've been able to reconnect with myself. I did an episode a while back about me. I've been able to reconnect with myself, find myself, and really understand who I am, but more importantly, who I want to be, the person that I want to be. At the end of Avengers Endgame, there was a famous quote by Thor where he said, "It's time for me to be the person I'm meant to be, not the person everybody thinks that I should be." And since 2021, that journey has been ongoing for me, and it continues, and it probably will always continue until I'm long dead, but it has continued, and a lot of it has to do with this woman. A lot of it has to do with my mom. I've said many times on this podcast that my mom and I had a complicated relationship. We loved each other. She certainly loved me. She certainly took care of me. But our emotional connection was very odd. And the reason that it was odd was because my mom was handed a deck of cards in terms of mental health that at the time, we just didn't have resources to tackle. I think it was the stigma societally about mental health, about going to therapy, that probably prevented her from taking any kind of steps the way that I did to tackle herself, tackle her mental health, and get her head right. Throughout my childhood, she was a great mom in terms of providing, but when it came again to the emotional elements, the bond that we had, there was a lot of friction. There was a lot of friction because the expectations on me were very, very high. And they were high because, one, she cared that I did well, and she cared that I was going to be in a good place when I left the house. And certainly those are endearing and those are important. I was also held to a very high standard because of her childhood. What happened with my grandmother, being a single mother, providing by herself for three children, a lot of factors, trying to work, provide, be there, and again, having her own struggles. And so my childhood was wrought with many unhealthy, toxic behaviors that I didn't actually know were toxic until I became 30, 35 years old. And this is not an episode to put her down. This is to give context as to how her death has affected me over the last 4 years. As I got older and out of the house and became more of an adult and started to find myself, the friction that we had became a lot more palpable. And I think that's because my mom, in many ways, was a narcissistic parent. She was living vicariously through me. But also, when it comes to narcissism, I wasn't really allowed to break off. I didn't understand that until I went to therapy, until it was pointed out to me that that's the way that my mom was. But now I can look back at my childhood and see it through this lens and not feel angry anymore. It's not a matter of, oh, my mom did this to me, or, oh, my mom turned me into this. It's, these were the environmental factors that I had growing up that shaped who I am and how I react to certain situations as an adult. It takes a long time to be able to untie those knots and rewire your brain to not think that way, to not go back or revert back to that state in which you are constantly under attack in your head. My mom and I had an estrangement that I have talked about on this podcast before, and that came down to the fact that at a point in my life when I started to really find myself and really distance myself from my childhood, meeting what ended up being my future wife, starting to think about my future, becoming promoted at work, the friction between the two of us became really bad. And we ended up having an estrangement, and that lasted for 5 years. 5 years is a long time to be without one of your parents when they are alive on this earth. But throughout that journey, I started to embrace who I wanted to be, because another element of having a narcissistic parent, again, she was narcissistic, but she wasn't malignant. She wasn't somebody who was trying to hurt me. This was the deck of cards that she was given. But she had a vision for who I should be, because again, who I ended up being was going to be a personal reflection on her. She wanted me to have a certain major in college. She wanted me to have the kind of job that she could brag to people about. I will never forget that when I changed majors when I was in college, my mom stopped telling people what I did. She stopped telling people where I went to college, stopped telling people what my major was, because it didn't fit inside this mold of what she wanted or what she thought that I should be. And that happened in a lot of other realms. And it's related to this because I remember hats and sneakers and things that I was into when I was 18, 19, 20. And she said, "You can't be into those. It makes you look like a child." I mean, yes, sneakers is juvenile at its core. I totally get it. But you see my point. Being told that you shouldn't do something because it makes you look like this, or being told that you can't like something, wear something, and that's going to translate to you not being a desirable person or you not being a functional member of society or whatever. That's what I heard all the time. And again, I don't think she did it maliciously. It was what was in her brain. And in that 5 year period where we were not speaking, my goodness, so many things opened up. I discovered sneakers again. And that's directly correlated to how we got here. The pandemic happened. I started podcasting again. That's directly tied to this podcast. It's directly tied to where we are today on this journey together. And that wouldn't have happened had my mom not been who she was. We had a year period after my son was born where we were in each other's lives, and it was enriching, it was fulfilling. And at the end of her life, we came to peace. We reconciled because on her deathbed, I was with her. And I remember speaking with her. She was a shell of who she was, but she was able to at least understand what was going on, understand that it was me, and have a small modicum of a conversation. And she said something that stuck with me and made me understand her in a way I'd never understood her before. She said, "Will you always remember the good times?" And my goodness, a light bulb went off in my head and I realized, wow, a lot of our friction, a lot of the strife that we went through together was because if I didn't agree, I didn't do something that fit into this mold, for her, it meant that I was erasing anything that she did for me growing up or any time that she was supportive of me. And it was this epiphany that I had looking at her, she's dying, looking at her and thinking, I never knew that it meant that much to her. I recently, last year, cleaned out her storage unit, or one of her storage units, and it happened to be the storage unit that she held all of her personal items in. Fam, when I tell you that my mom kept memories from basically 1970 all the way until she passed away, every decade filled with memories, filled with things, filled with papers and memories and pictures. My mom was so much more sentimental than I ever knew. And I never knew that because she never showed people that. She never told people that. She was a closet hoarder, apparently, because she had this storage unit. But in doing so, it was with the intention of never letting go of those moments in her life. And that comes from an emotional background of obviously feeling like she needed to remember everything because maybe, just maybe, it would never be this good. Or it would never get any better. And that was just mind-blowing to me, the level of nostalgia, the level of caring that she had for everything that had happened in her past. When my mom died in August of 2021, I went through a lot of emotions, as you would think. But in the time period since, that peace that we came to has allowed me, afforded me the ability to not grieve as hard as maybe I would have had we not come to that. And I looked at her life, which ended at 60 years old, young by just about any measure. And my mom lived a full life. She made tons of mistakes. Lord knows she made tons of mistakes. But I will give her credit in the fact that she did things her way and didn't really care what anybody else thought. Now, she did that to a fault. She was reckless, impulsive in a lot of ways. But at the same time, she lived a fulfilling life in a way that when she passed, I know that she didn't feel like she had anything left to do. Sure, she would have loved to travel to more countries or what have you. But my point is I don't think she ever felt, what if I had done this? She just did. And I think about where I am now and where I wanted to be back then. And every year since has gotten more and more fulfilling. Every year since has been more and more enriching. Every year I pick up a new hobby or an addition to a current hobby that I have. And I make sure that everything is growing. I make sure that my soul is fulfilled. It's of course fulfilled with my wife and my son, and that's always going to be the case. But every human being, if you're a parent, you need something else. You need something that can fill in the gaps of who you are, because you're more than just a dad. You're more than just a husband or a wife. You are who you are. You are who you are, and you have been that person since you were born. Same as your spouse. Same as your son. I don't want my son to be like me. I want him to be like him. And I've embraced so much of who I am. I've shared with you so much of who I am, and that is really important to me that I continue to do that. And every year I think about the milestones that I've reached personally. I think about the friends that I've made, the connections that I've made. Sure, the episodes, the good videos, whatever, those are all great. I feel a sense of pride, accomplishment whenever I do something that I feel is good. It always makes me feel good when one of you reaches out and says, hey, that was a great episode this week. It's nice to hear that, of course. But it's all part of this journey that I've been on. And sneakers, to bring it back to the topic of this podcast, that has allowed me to become this person. It has allowed me to continue down this path of embracing my passions, embracing my goals, having dreams. I asked at the beginning if you were pursuing your dreams. And I say that because in the last 4 years, the perspective that I gained the day that my mother passed and has stayed with me every single day since is, life is short, go for it. I don't mean to be impulsive. I don't mean to ruin your future. Do so with intent. Do everything that you do in life with intent. Whether it's making content, whether it's investing in the stock market, whether it's visiting a friend, always do it with intent, because it is important to understand that that particular moment can be the last one for you. You don't know when your time is going to come. We don't know how it's all going to end, but we know it's going to end. It's one of the only things in life that we can guarantee. They say death and taxes. Well, some people don't pay taxes, but everybody dies. I'm going to die one day. And I know that my goal is, when I do, or when I'm on my deathbed, I will feel the way that she felt. That I don't have anything left in the tank. I don't feel like I have anything left to give this life, because I pursued it the way I wanted to. Am I going to do everything that I want to? No, of course not. But it's not going to be one of those where I say, man, I really wished I'd done that. I'm going for it now. And I urge you so hard to embrace your life in whatever way that you can, in whatever way that fits your needs, embrace it. Pick up the phone, call somebody, text somebody, meet up with somebody. Is there a dream that you've always wanted that you can achieve? Maybe not make money off of it, but just achieve in a personal sense. Buy the microphone, buy the camera, buy the shoes, whatever. Try and achieve those dreams so that when you too reach the end of this life, you too feel that you don't have anything left to give back. I hope this finds everybody well, fam. I hope this finds everybody safe. And I hope that you take the time this week and beyond to embrace your life and chase those dreams. This is Fire Footwear.